Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. Chapter 27. If someone else can do it, I can do it too. It's very easy to look at situations that are other people in the world that have talents and skills and inner resources. Oh, but I don't have that. This person has this level of empowerment. This person has a level of courage. This person is able to study well. This person is able to remember something well. And as we look at what other people can do, their accomplishments, their achievements, as, well, that's them, that's not me, that limits us. But once we're open to that consciousness, that idea, that if someone else can do it, and I learn from them, then I can do it also. And that's why the sages teach us in Pirkei Avos, in Ethics of the Fathers, chapter 4, Ezu Chacham, who's a wise person? Haloimei mikolonim, one who learns from everyone. Every single person is a teacher. Every single person that has a strength. If you see that someone goes out of their way and is kind and friendly to people, you say, well, that's not me. Do you know what? Once you have that role model in your mind, now you know what to do. Now you can practice. You can use your visualization. See yourself being like that person. Great tool, and it was very helpful to me when I first heard this tool. If you think of people that you've observed that can do something that you would like to be able to do also, mentally visualize it over and over in your mind. First, mentally visualize over and over in your mind that other person doing it. Then see yourself in the picture. Put yourself in that picture. See yourself speaking the way you'd like to speak. See yourself acting the way you wish to act. And that becomes part of you. As the Rambam says, the way to make an attribute and a trait part of you is to do that action over and over again. So if someone else can do it, that automatically means, hey, I can do it also. And very often people will say, oh, I just don't have that skill. I just don't have that talent. That person is gifted. But we all start off in the world the same way. We all start off as one day old. We all start off with no knowledge, with no skills, and we have to gain it. Some people do have a natural talent for things. Some people get something more automatically. Some people just pick it up because, let's say, somebody says, well, he's a natural-born public speaker. This person's a natural-born salesperson. Or this person is a natural-born teacher. But at the age of one day, nobody could do it. We all have to learn it. And role models, we all learn automatically from others. As the Rambam tells us, the very nature of human being is to be influenced by an environment. Meaning, when we see someone speaking and acting a certain way, that becomes a model. And sometimes if it's negative, we have to really make an effort not to be influenced by it. Then we have to find people who has the positive qualities that I do want. So keep your eyes and ears open for qualities that come up, positive ways of being that you're going to see. But really, we all have in our mind already. We all have stored in our brain. There is an amazing thing, the iPods, people can carry with them X amount of gigabytes and get more gigabytes all the time. But in your brain, you're carrying around a tremendous, miraculous iPod. An iPod of stored visions and pictures and videos of tremendous, massive, positive ways of being. So think about the positive people you've seen in your life. Think of people you've seen, even if you saw them one time for 1 minute. If you see a positive pattern, someone else can do it, then I can do it also. See how that enhances your life. See all the positive things you'll be able to do. And it gives you a lot of pleasure and enjoyment because you'll always be growing, always be developing.